This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday pushed lawmakers to act quickly on a massive aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed by the Senate. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
After a Senate vote that easily surpassed the chamber's 60-vote threshold for passage, the bill to approve roughly $95 billion in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan was sent to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. But the foreign aid package faces an uncertain future in the Republican-controlled House.
This is a critical act for the House to move. It needs to move. The bill provides urgent funding for Ukraine so it can keep defending itself.
President Joe Biden pressed the chamber to move on the bill swiftly.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Talks involving the U.S., Egypt, Israel, and Qatar on a Gaza truce ended without a breakthrough on Tuesday as calls grew for Israel to hold back on a planned assault on the southern end of the enclave, crammed with over 1 million displaced people. The city of Rafah, whose pre-war population was about 300,000, teams with homeless people living in tent camps and makeshift shelters who fled there from Israeli bombardments in areas of Gaza further north during more than 4 months of war. Israel says it wants to flush out U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants from hideouts in Rafah and free Israeli hostages being held there. The head of Lebanon's Hezbollah said on Tuesday his armed group's cross-border shelling into Israel would only end when Israel's quote-unquote aggression on Gaza stops, saying diplomatic efforts so far to bring a halt to hostilities along Lebanon's border only seems to benefit Israel.